I always do that every time, too.
You play with your boobs?
No, no. I do the doot doot when I hear you.
Just checking. Well, hello.
Hi.
How's everybody?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. We have a male voice.
I know.
In studio.
Hello there.
We have a lot. We have like guests lined the fuck up. There's so much going on. Oh my God, there's so much going on.
So much of the going on is so much.
So many changes. She's not good with changes, people.
I like structure. I like structure. That's not a bad thing.
It isn't?
Well, because then if I have structure, then that means I can.
You are aware you chose the worst mistress on the planet if you like structure. You are aware that structure is like my enemy.
I realize that.
Okay.
However, you're so pretty. And
that doesn't count.
Yeah, but you counterbalance each other. It's a good thing.
That is true. All right. So anyway, enough about that. We have Lucky Socks.
Yes, we do.
Who goes by Socks? What's your name? Big boy sock. I don't know. What do we call him? I'm not sure.
Socks is fine.
Because it seems weird to call it. You're gonna get lucky. I mean, because you know, swingers party, and that could totally be.
I used to go by Dirty Socks, and someone told me, that's not very sexy. I said, okay, yeah, that's probably a good point.
That isn't very sexy. That isn't very sexy.
Yeah.
But it was dirty, like kinky dirty.
No, I understand, but somebody else that is not as, you know, fluent in kink as we are would be like, whatever. So we're excited. We like having the guests on because, number one, it makes it so we don't actually have to think of a topic. It's an arduous task. But additionally, we can just ask a lot of questions and just sit back and listen.
No pressure.
No pressure. There's no pressure on our guests for those that want to come on.
Not
or are coming
or
on
anything
in the future.
With this uber awesome setup here.
Right. We totally have. It's really super professional studio. And so, you know, poor Socks is like, I'm kind of intimidated. Microphone on my face, and headphones and shit like that. And we have engineers and producers. And yeah, it's exciting. So part of the reason when Socks agreed to come on was the discussion of how he came to terms with the fact that he's a switch. And I'm always interested in people that struggle, or we all kind of struggle in our own way, and how, when they do finally come to terms with it, what does that look like and what does that feel like and how did that journey happen? So I'm going to start back to the beginning. So, you know, kind of how did you enter into the world of the kink?
Well, first time I masturbated was a domestic service fantasy. So that was something.
Like you being domestically serviced or you servicing?
No. Being the servicer.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I grew up really, really sheltered. Very 1950s. I didn't know what, I didn't know this stuff existed, you know, except maybe something on TV. And I was very sheltered. I was, you know, 13. So even if I saw something, I wouldn't have known what it was. And, if anyone can say that they were born this way, I'm one of them. You know, I kind of had that in me from the beginning. And then, you know, in my 20s with my ex-girlfriend, we kind of started experimenting. And then, we broke up and, you know, I kind of found the internet. And it was over a course of like, you know, probably about 3 or 4 years by the time I finally found myself in a lifestyle. And when I first entered it, I was actually curious about both roles. Luckily, I got really, really lucky. I got brought into the lifestyle by people that were really knowledgeable. You know, I didn't have a really bad experience, thank God, coming in like a lot of people do. They really introduced things, you know, they really gave me a lot of knowledge to work with. They told me, you know, the responsibilities that it takes to being a top, to being a dom. And I was very curious about it, but it was kind of like I was so overwhelmed with what was going on that, you know, I was so blown away by what I was experiencing that I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go bottom. And I actually identified as a submissive back then. And I said, I'm just going to do this for a while. And then, you know, if I want to explore the other thing, maybe I'll do it later. Because it was easy. I just had to sit there and take
it. Is it easy there, Nancy? Is it easy?
No.
Hey, let me tell you, it's a lot
easier. If you think it's that easy, then you ain't doing it right.
It's not easy, but it's
a lot easier,
than
being the top.
Damn right.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You ain't never done it.
Well, I know.
Well, hey,
no.
Now you guys
are getting offensive now. Seriously.
Well, because you guys are sitting at the D type table, since I'm the only one over here on this side of the table.
Is this like the D side?
He was
like
keeping his cock away from you. Have we discovered this is now the cock chair?
Apparently, whoever has
that
the penis
is where the penises must sit now. from this point.
Was 8-inch cock this, here?
The 8-inch cock was in that seat.
Really? That's why it's kind of broken.
Yeah, the cock just weighed it down. It was so much cock and balls. Mm.
Well, I got the balls to match. Trust me.
Right? So,
Oh, dear.
Liberty Bell ball.
Oh, God, they're fucking ridiculous. Are you shitting me?
Fantastic.
On a hot day, it's something to behold.
Keep them puppy shaved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, keep them groomed. All right.
Stop it right now, both of you.
What?
She doesn't like penis or scrotum talk.
Well, I know she doesn't like penis. I didn't know about the balls. I figured, but.
Uninterested in scrotum.
Yeah, I figured. It's
that close. I don't just know.
I have it out on the table. It's, you know, it's secure. It's not going anywhere.
The package is secure.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, dear.
So, you said you identified yourself as a submissive. Was that simply a default because you didn't know or because you felt you had these submissive whatevers, desires?
I think that when I played, at certain times I liked to submit, but I was never actually submissive. In retrospect, you know, hindsight's 20/20. At the time I didn't know. I wasn't experienced enough. I wasn't sure.
Let's say, a scene, you enjoyed the total power exchange experience.
Depends on the person.
Nobody submits to everybody.
Right.
They shouldn't.
Sure. Yeah, no.
They shouldn't. Right?
Right.
Looking at the whore.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Why?
Because.
Oh, you meant her. I thought you were talking to me.
I was looking at her. Come on, people.
No, of course. Yes, I'm in agreement. I am.
Agreement?
Yeah.
I'm in agreement. All right.
So, yeah, I mean, really, I was a bottom. I wasn't really a submissive, but I did like to submit on occasion.
Okay, so what's your percentage of breakdown, top and bottom?
Oh, it really depends on when you ask me.
And
it
right now.
it depends on, in terms of personality, in terms of everyday life, probably 90% dominant, 10% bottom.
Okay.
In terms of play, that's the one that fluctuates. Sometimes I'm really craving the bottom side a lot more than the top side, and vice versa. I've been going through a difficult period. I'd say the last couple of months I've really been craving that bottom side a lot. It's something that I haven't actually been able to do a lot of because I've really just now become comfortable with it again. I'm picky about who I bottom to. You know, there's not many people that I bottom to. There just needs to be that connection.
Sure. You said become comfortable with it again.
Mm.
So there was a time in your life when you became comfortable with this bottom side of you, and then that went away, and you've reaffiliated your comfortability with that?
My bottom side initially, I didn't care. You know, I was so excited, and I was enjoying myself so much.
Sub frenzy?
Yeah. No, I don't think it was. I don't think I ever suffered from some frenzy. Maybe I think I might have made one bad decision, but that's about it. I think
they're not always bad decisions.
No,
I'm enjoying it. I want to do a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of akin to being a sub whore.
Yeah. You might have been able to call me that. Yeah. And then I kind of discovered one day, I kind of had this real big epiphany that I was actually dominant. And it really, I mean, to the point where it was like almost a religious experience. It changed my life.
I totally can see that.
Yeah. It changed everything about how I lived my life every day. I was a late mature. I was a man child for a long, long time. And it, you know, it was kind of the thing that really snapped me out of that and kind of made me an adult. And that dominant side of me is really strong, and it's a stubborn son of a bitch. And for a while, that bottom side, all those urges were gone for at least 6 months, 7 months. And then slowly they kind of started creeping back, where it was like, you know what? As much as I like doing this to somebody, and as much as I am a dominant in my everyday life, I really enjoy this. And for some reason at that point, I really got very insecure with it for multiple reasons. My relationship with my wife, I had met my wife about 6 months after I went dom. And she was a newbie when we met. She was brand new. And she had been with submissive men her whole life and wanted to be with a dominant male. And she was very, she knew about, my past, and she was very worried about that kind of coming back and wrecking what we had. And, you know, she was a little insecure about it at the time. So I think that kind of planted a seed in my head that I was like, I can't show her this. You know, I can't go there. So there was that. And there was just multiple. It wasn't just that. It was almost like this perfect storm of insecurity, I guess, with it. You know, which later on I figured out why. You know, I really done some soul searching over the past year and realized that my dominant side and my submissive side come from very different places. Literally exactly the opposite. My dominant side is a alpha male sexual predator, and I'm a daddy dom a lot of the time. In fact, my wife calls me daddy when we play. My bottom side is very much a boy. In fact, I even regress a little. I regress a little bit. I have a little regression to, like, you know, like 13, 14 kind of mindset. So yeah, once I realized they came from different places, that really, one, it gave me something to identify with my bottom side with, you know, that kind of gave me something to be proud of, to identify with positively. And the fact that just realizing that they were from totally different places really kind of like, was like, okay, now I know why my dominant side is so pissed off at this other side that it doesn't, it just fucking hates it. Because it's like just the antithesis of what that part of me is. And once I figured that out, it was just a matter of time, or like working through, like, it's okay if I feel this. And I think the last thing was, it took me a really long time. It was just one of those stupid things where I never realized. And actually, I heard you guys talk about this when I first started listening to your podcast. And it was kind of like one of the final things that kind of got into my head where I was like, okay, I'm okay with it now, was if I do X, it doesn't mean Y. That was like the big kind of final stepping stone. And I'm not saying I'm done. I think I still have a little work to do there, you know, and kind of getting a good balance. But, you know, it, compared to where I was, you know, I was probably 1% okay with it a year and a half ago. And now I'm like, you know, 97% okay, 98. So I've come a long way.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's the journey, the acceptance, the struggle. You know, I think that a lot of people have that kind of those trials and tribulations that they go through their own sexuality when you're different. Be it, you know, you can be in a LGBTQ. There's all these letters now. There's a lot, and I don't know what all the letters are.
I can't keep track.
There's too many fucking letters on that one. But y'all know what I'm saying. And then, you know, or you're kinky. I mean, we're different. And so it's when you are different, it's the journey makes it a challenge sometimes. And some people, it's very difficult to be very open with themselves in order to accept that. You know,
I grew up Catholic, so fucking right.
Yeah, but like, aren't you guys like used to being beaten and stuff? And you're a Catholic boy, so just saying.
Yeah, but there's a lot of guilt.
Y'all can fill in the blanks.
There's a lot of fucking guilt that you're. Yeah,
I know,
right.
I know.
Nancy knows what I'm talking about.
Oh my god!
Holy shit!
Every day. Something to feel guilty about.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you and I talk about the guilt thing. Yeah, guilt's a pointless emotion.
That's
yeah.
right.
That does not feel guilty.
It is a pointless emotion.
It is. So,
unless you've done something actually fucked up and wrong, but...
Yeah, you know. But then you make amends.
Right.
And then there's no more guilt.
Right.
That's the point. We're not going to get into a religious conversation because I could totally go... I was thinking I want to do Bible study for atheists. Yeah, Bible study for atheists. Because they're just fucking stories. It's just a goddamn book club okay. at that point.
Oh,
Hey, there is some
Sorry.
Wisdom in there.
I mean, it's, you know. I'm not saying that there
aren't. No.
I have gotten some wisdoms from Michael Crichton, you know, from fucking Harry Goddamn Potter.
Fucking right. No, I'm totally, I'm right there with you.
All right. Anyway.
I was agreeing with you, like, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. I have a fantastic atheist friend that I think would do this with me.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
That's a different subject.
Yeah.
For you, you know,
got the ADD guy on the air. Seriously, it's going to go all over the place if you let me roll.
I've had my green machine here, and it's got a lot of vitamin B, so I'm not stuck the walls. Do you feel, because you kind of understand both sides, it makes you a better dominant, makes you a better bottom, it makes you a better kinkster?
God, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when I first went dom, it definitely gave me... you know, it was a lot easier for me to do some stuff that, you know, I probably would have been pretty damn nervous to do.
Like what?
Beating the shit out of somebody. You know, it's easier to do something to somebody when you know what it feels like. You know, if you know, if someone just said, you know, if I just wanted to, like, you know, beat the hell out of somebody and didn't know what it felt like, I'd be kind of nervous to do it because it's like, I might be hurting this person. I don't know what the experience is like. So knowing what that, knowing, you know, feeling that experience myself, it was like, oh, I'm gonna give you a good time. Like, you better thank my ass for this shit. Instead of like, I'm sorry I hurt you. It's like, fuck yeah, you better fucking be happy I hurt you. It's fucking awesome. So yeah, and
I'm not a switch, and I'm pretty sure I've said that to people.
Yeah.
You better be fucking happy I hurt you.
And you know, and I think now, I think a lot of when my insecurities really started getting strong, it was actually a hindrance. It really hindered me as a dominant.
The insecurities?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, because, right. You know, there was always that little voice in the back of my head that was like, you know, something's wrong, you know, something's not right. Because I wasn't good with myself. I wasn't fully accepting of myself. And, you know, I think when anybody's like that, and whether it's kink or just life in general, I think if you're not in good balance with yourself, it's going to fuck everything up.
So for you, when you were experiencing these insecurities, did you pull back? How did you react? Because everybody reacts very differently.
Yeah.
Nancy and I, in fact, had a brief conversation today about that.
Wait, about which one?
Insecurities?
Oh, yes.
And how people behave sometimes based upon them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You know, it's hard to say. I know there was something, but in retrospect, I don't know if I could tell you. You know, I knew there was something. I think I lost my confidence in my play abilities, actually, for a while. I was very, I don't want to say gun shy, but that's the only word I can think. It was almost just kind of like I felt like I just wasn't good at what I did anymore. I think there was just a little kind of like, you know, a seed of doubt that had been planted in me. So I think that kind of affected me a little bit. But now that I, you know, in the last year, I think I've bottomed four or five times, and it's been fucking great. And now that not only am I secure, like, would be able to say that, like, I'd have a hard time admitting this to my best friends, you know, a little while ago, and I'm telling a shitload of people.
A lot of people.
But you know,
random
now that
workers,
yeah,
coworkers that can recognize your voice,
yeah. Now that I've gone back,
I love this game.
Now that I've gone back and you know, bottomed again, it actually gave me tremendous confidence. It really boosted me, you know, boosted my confidence in every part of life, but especially as a dominant. I you know, my play abilities have, you know, really just, you know, I just feel strong again.
You know, the audience can't see you when you raise your hand.
I know. I raise my hand. It's for you, though, because so that you can see me.
Yes, the young lady with her hand up.
Well, I mean, it's because it's interesting to hear someone, another D-type, talking about being insecure. And I wanted to know how do you deal with that?
With my insecurity?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to talk about anybody else. I'm going to talk about me. I was going to go on with these anecdotals about it's interesting, and no. I take a step back, and I try to really assess the situation. I'm generally going to be more harsh on myself and judge myself more harshly in order, you know, for whatever the insecurity is based upon. It could be based upon stupid things people have said that may or may not be accurate or true or can have come out of anger or fear or whatever. And I try in every possible way to listen to what these words are and assess their validity. Sometimes I'm not so good at doing that. Sometimes I give them too much validity. And then that negatively impacts me. And I have to kind of take a huge step back and be like, all right, I need to take a breather because I need to establish if this is true or not. I need for myself because I don't ever want to be that dominant. That's an arrogant asshole. That is just like, I know what I'm doing. You don't. You know, when I say I know what I'm doing, it's because goddamn it, I fucking know what I'm doing. I've done this shit. I've done the work. I've worked through my insecurity issues that I know what I'm fucking doing. I'm not going to sit there and say, yes, you want me to teach you how to cane? You're going to learn a fantastic caning job from me. I'm not going to say that unless I believe it to be the truth. So that's, I always take that step back.
I feel the same way. That's how I deal with it too. You know, it's kind of like you got to remove your emotion from the situation a little bit and just look at it objectively. And yeah, I do, you know, deal with it the same way, except these are some pretty hardcore, the hardcore insecurities that I really had to work through. So.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. I mean,
stupid as they probably were in retrospect, yeah, they were pretty dumb.
I don't necessarily think so, because men and women are going to have different issues to deal with because of upbringing and the words that we heard and the way that we were taught. And then also overlapping that societal expectations of the way men and women behave differently. And you look at that in the DS world, and so much of it flies, you know, completely opposite. I'm a dominant woman, and women are not supposed to be dominant in the world. And so that's something that I have to struggle with. You know, the names that I hear in my head, you know, ball-busting bitch, and, you know, you wish you were a man, and, you know, why don't, you know, you're just a dyke. All of those things that are affiliated with a strong woman. And we see it even now. You know, think of all the things that have been said about, you know, Hillary Clinton or, you know, Jen Arino. Maybe they're true. I don't know. But, you know, strong women that are in powerful positions get a lot of shit. Or Margaret Thatcher, going back to the 80s. I'm sorry, I pulled politics. I apologize.
Hey, whatever. Michelle Obama is the biggest dom on the planet.
Dude, she owns him.
Hard fucking core,
she
right?
Owns
if he's not locked up, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, right. Except, well, I guess he doesn't have to go through security like everybody else.
That's true.
So he's good.
Yeah. No metal detectors or anything like that. It's okay. You're like, I'm sorry, that's just my chastity devices. Pardon me.
Sorry, Mr. President. Yeah. I shall not touch your CB6. Yeah. That'd be hilarious. Oh, some comic out there, please draw a picture of that for me. But for a man to be in a submissive role is very counterintuitive to, again, societal expectations and probably to the way that you were raised. And taking into consideration not just that, you know, Catholic and you obviously were very sheltered, which to me means there's some very specific gender roles that you were assigned as a child. That I'm just throwing shit out there.
No, you're right.
So taking that into consideration, I imagine it was probably a huge struggle to deal with this part of you that, you know, probably would have been easier for you in a lot of ways to just kind of like push it down. Just push it down, and I'm just going to be this D type because that's what I'm raised to be, that's what I'm supposed to be, that's what I'm meant to be. But it takes somebody who's willing to do the hard work and to be insightful and to look into themselves in order to really deal with that, because that's not easy.
Fuck no.
You know, I mean, you know, can you think about it? You'd be called a sissy, a pussy, you know, all of these things that are so negative in what society dictates to us. And we all, in our lifestyle here, just jump around and just say fuck you to all of those gender roles, those expectations, those typecasts that people have. And we fly in the face of that. And I think that we all deserve a round of applause for our awesomeness.
We do. We do. Hey, just working through this shit to get into it initially. Because I actually had no problem. It was surprising. When I first got into it, man, I had no fucking problems. I was so excited. I didn't give a shit.
Kind of like,
know,
sex for the first time.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, right. It's just like having sex for the first time, but fucking better, man. First time I had sex was fucking horrible.
I think everybody can say that.
And maybe the first three or four times were pretty bad, but yeah. And, you know, I thought they were good. No.
It's all, we didn't, you don't know.
Yeah.
Or you tell yourself it's good because that's what you're supposed to. Like my girlfriends, like, it's good. Oh, yeah. No, it was not. I'm going to go masturbate now because I don't want to have sex with my boyfriend. You know? Really? Because was that bad? Oh, we can talk about our first time in the future.
That's rough.
Speaking of first times, though, tell me about your first time topping.
My first time topping? I don't know if I remember it. I don't know if I can remember my first time. I think it was, you know what? I tried when I still identified as a bottom because I was always, like I said, I was always curious about both, and it was fucking disaster. It's like putting two bottoms in a room together and see what happens. It was not good. I didn't know what I had no confidence.
I didn't have any confidence. I don't know. What do you want to do?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then I started doing stuff, and it was just like, this is not good. And then I'd say, you know what? I can't remember. The first time I topped, it was about 2 weeks before I quote unquote went dom. And I was with some friends at a dungeon, and I played with a friend, and I don't know what happened. I don't know what came over me, but I just let loose and beat the hell out of her. And I'm a hands guy. I love playing with my hands.
Bingo.
Yeah. I love playing with my hands.
I'm
the
same.
punching. I love slapping. I love spanking. Yeah.
I have met my kinsmen.
Yeah, right.
You know, what's funny, though, is because Rope Addict says that your first time topping was 3 weeks ago.
What?
That's what he says.
Yeah, I assume that they're good friends, and I'm say he's just stirring up shit.
He is stirring up shit. He's my bromosexual life mate.
I love you guys so much together. Like, it's just
we are pretty fucking adorable. our my wife and his fiance just look at each other and they're just like, oh. yeah. No, if we're heterosexual life mates. That's a lifetime bond there. Yeah. Yeah, he's just stirring up shit. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Three. If he's talking about 3 weeks ago, my birthday party, that was a fucking disaster. But anyway, I don't want to get into that. But my first, it was set up to be an awesome night, and I got sick, and it sucked. But, yeah, but anyway, whatever. It's you know.
You know what? It's okay though, because
there's other times.
There's other times, and yeah. We're gonna have Kinkapalooza sometime very soon.
We are,
and you're gonna be here because
yeah, you're welcome.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. If I can, I will. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all right. Hell, I feel like I'm boring everybody by talking so much.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
me and some friends were at a dungeon. I started just kind of spanking her and just really, it was the first time I got lost in it. It's the first time I hit top space.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Mr. ADD, top space must be like fucking Candyland.
Oh fuck, are you kidding me? Well, really, I mean, I don't know. What do you mean by that? I'm curious.
Well, because ADD are already kind of flying around. I mean, I don't have ADD.
Yeah,
and top space for me, I would equate to probably
flying.
You know, it's that hyper, super, just pinpoint awareness and like your brain, it's like being on coke. You're like there. And
I
like everything's
know.
Fast. It's like being on coke for those that know. you're there and everything's there.
I know some other ones, but
and
I don't
you're
know.
Thinking,
coke.
You can't stop thinking, and you know, that's yeah. And if you're on ADD, you're kind of like, woo, so.
You know, it almost kind of does the opposite, actually. Because with ADD, it's like you're all over the fucking place, you know, all the time. With top space, it's you got that super focus where it's just
love
like,
it.
Yeah. Where it's like, oh.
That is not me.
That don't look at me.
That is not me. And I'm not blaming the new people in the booth at all. There will not be blaming of the new people.
No pressure, guys.
None at all. We don't call anybody out when shit happens. Doesn't happen.
No pressure.
I'm fucking with you guys.
Sorry. Seriously.
You know. You guys sound like crack fiends talking about.
Oh, are you fucking
space.
Kidding? Well, how do you feel about subspace?
Oh my god.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Then.
Exactly.
It's the same
fucking thing.
Except it's I was about to say it's better. I don't.
Well, see, I don't know subspace. It looks really awesome.
It's pretty fucking awesome.
It's like look at
I like
top space
better.
Fuck you! I can't do that.
I like top space better, but subspace is pretty fucking awesome.
So here's how it was defined to me is that subspace is the pot. So you kind of get like all and you're like everything's like good and you're gooey.
Yeah,
and then top space is like the coke, and you're like da da da. And of the two drugs, if I were to choose one, which I am not because I'm a good girl, I would choose coke. The way I feel on coke versus the way I feel on pot. So I'm usually going to probably.
You're kind of making me want to try cocaine.
No, don't.
No.
This is not an advertisement. Yeah. Don't do
I have
drugs,
a long
kid.
History
don't
of,
do drugs,
of not doing drugs, by the way.
because you've been on both sides of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
With how diverse the who the how like
what's different?
Yes,
I think she described it perfectly. Even though I don't know what cocaine feels like, I can imagine that's what it feels like.
It's that hyper focus.
It's like a hyper focus, and you're just. You can do anything.
Yes, you can.
You're fucking Superman.
You're
that's right.
Superman.
You're Superman and you're flying. You're flying around and you're fucking
you're
Superman.
You're Stephen Hawking Superman because you're super fucking smart.
Yeah,
and
you've
got a million ideas. You know everything. Oh my God. You know how I get and I just want to talk and I'm. You don't know how I get because you're
I don't.
In subspace.
I don't.
See, I actually get quiet. I actually get quiet because I just like everything just drops away and I'm just in the moment and I'm flying. But
when I'm playing, but afterwards, I'm just.
I never shut the fuck up. Normally, so I think I have the opposite effect.
I don't talk when I play. I know.
You know, my wife always says to me, why don't you talk more to me when we play? I'm like, fuck, I don't want to talk. I'm so lost in the moment.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
Fuck, God,
I'm so
checklist.
Fucking lost in the moment. It's like, oh, I got to talk too? Shit. Yeah.
God damn it.
Now, you're more of a private parties kind of guy.
Is he a private dancer too?
Yeah. Well, I know Nancy's been eyeing me the whole time. I, you know, if you want me to dance for you, you know, I might.
Wait, whoa.
How is he going to dance for you?
No.
I have dollars.
No, I'm just saying it because I know it'd make her really fucking uncomfortable. Yeah.
Well, we have these big balls.
Oh, Jesus.
What the fuck?
They are pretty ridiculous. Baby, if you're listening, you should tweet at everybody and tell them how fucking ridiculous.
How do you know they're big?
He said it about 10 minutes ago about how big his balls were.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, you had to call them all out?
Well, if the balls are that big, then yeah, it'll take all three of them.
Joseph had big balls because he had to, like, you know, deal with being cooked by God. I mean, that takes a man. I mean, that takes a man.
Nah, I don't think so. I think everybody can be cooked by God. To be honest, it's fucking God.
That's true.
Or so they say. Right. Or it was just the greatest con of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just throwing that one out there.
We're talking a lot about religion. What's up with this?
It's Sunday. And
that's
I'm sorry.
Right.
And I'm a devout
atheist. We've got two Catholics in the room. Recovering Catholic. Anyway, for me, I don't know about Nancy.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
She's a recovering Catholic. Okay.
Definitely.
That's what I say. What are you, a recovering Catholic?
Yeah, no, not I'm not that. I'm just.
But wait.
You want him to dance now with the balls?
No.
Big ball dance?
No.
I'm sure somebody has AC/DC's. I got big balls to play.
Stop. No.
Yes, okay. Ma'am. What were you trying to say?
I've never been to a private play party and where also there's like fucking going on and all this other crazy stuff with a select group of people that, you know, you're friends with. And, you know, I've only ever experienced the public stuff. And I guess I wonder what, like, how different that dynamic is. And if it's more of a, I don't know. I mean, because in public, I do lose my inhibitions, but I wonder if in private, is it different?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We used to go to Dungeons a lot, and it was just a matter of, you know, we're about an hour and a half away from L.A. and, you know, about an hour away from San Diego. And there's not a whole hell of a lot in San Diego to begin with. So, you know, it was just a matter of convenience. It was just like, you know what, yeah, it's a lot of work to go. And for some reason, we just kind of stopped going, had some friends, you know, like we fell out with and made some new friends and, you know, just kind of stuff like that, that, you know, happens in the lifestyle and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, we kind of stopped going to Dungeons for a really long time. And then, you mentioned Rope Addict. Him and I became friends. We'd been to private parties before, but me and our Rope Addict had become friends about 2 years ago. And, you know, we just really hit it off. And he had had parties at his place forever. That's kind of his thing. He really likes it, you know, more of a private end. And we started going to that. And we actually have a really small group of people. It's not, you know, a whole hell of a lot. And we're really, really particular on who we bring into that environment. I heard one of us, Corset Minx on Twitter, if by any chance she's listening, hey, she called us a tribe. And I kind of like that analogy. We're kind of like a kinky tribe. And, you know, we all know we're all friends, you know, we're all friends and we've kind of like, you know, grown together and kind of comfortable with each other. And, we just got a great group of people. So hell yeah, our inhibitions are less. I mean, you know, at a private party, you know, if it's like a lot of people I wouldn't know, I'd probably be less inclined to do some stuff because it's a little more intimate. But then you, not only is it more intimate, but you've got strangers there. So it's kind of like, you know, yeah. But now that, you know, we have this little kind of tribe that we have, my God, I mean, that's one of the reasons that I got more comfortable with bottoming, you know, Rope Addict's fiance.
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. Rope Addict's fiance. We've played a few times and she is by far the best dom I think I've ever seen. She's probably, if she's listening to this, she's shaking her head going no, but it's true. Don't shake your head. It's true. She's amazing. One of the most amazing players I've ever seen. And, you know, and I'm lucky to have played with her a few times and she really helped me and everybody helped me. Everybody's like, you know, just like, don't worry about it. Just fucking do it. You know, it was that just relaxed comfort level and being friends with everybody. Yeah. That helped me a lot. Kind of chill the fuck out. Drugs too, but
I've been to private play parties and it's the fear factor is actually decreased because they're smaller people. I mean, not smaller individuals, but you're not playing with midgets, although you could if you wanted. It's a smaller group of people and so therefore, you know, it's not, there's not so much to intimidate you or people to intimidate you, so it's a private setting, you know. And if if there were those that were inclined to drink and play, there's usually drinking, but that's not my deal, but other people. So yeah. Which leads me, not my question, but things that you had said before Sox. So would you categorize yourself as a swinger as well?
Yeah, for lack of a better term, yes. Me and my wife do, you know, have sex with other people. But it's kind of, you know, we were exploring the swinging lifestyle at one point and, you know, going to swinger parties. And it's actually how we met Rope Addict. But, you know, now it's kind of become where it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's a poly family because that's definitely not what it was. But when I talk about this tribe, it's like we really kind of stick with those kind of people. And, you know, sometimes new people come in and they work out really great. And some people, you know, sometimes they don't. But we really don't do it outside of that. It's kind of more of a once in a while thing. So technically speaking, yeah, we are. We're more of an open relationship, but you know, I don't know. There's no really good word to describe it, but okay. For lack of a better answer, yes. That's a lot of words for a yes.
That's okay. Yeah. I would rather have a lot of words than just
it's one of those. It's complicated. If it was my FetLife profile, I'd put it's complicated.
There you go. All right. Reasonable.
Does it complicate things at all? Does it complicate your relationship with her at all that you are a switch?
Sure. Yeah. It's that's been one of the hardest things I think both of us have had to work through. You know, I know it kind of bugs her, you know, definitely bugs her a hell of a lot less now because she actually saw me in a submissive headspace about 2 months ago. And that was hard for me.
Why was it hard for you?
Just because what I talked about before, I think there was a little seed planted where I was very afraid to show her that because I know it bugged her. And, you know, I don't want her looking at me differently. I love being her dom, you know, in everyday life. I mean, you know, in terms of how we play and, you know, how we are, we're not in a 24/7 relationship. But, you know, in terms of everyday life, you know, I'm the man of the house. I'm the dominant. And I love that. That's my being her dom, she calls me her knight in shining armor, and I love that. That is my favorite thing in this world, is being her knight in shining armor. And I don't want her to look at me differently. And I know, you know, forcing her to see that side of myself is going to force her to get comfortable with it. She needs to. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot going on there. I'm worried about her, you know, kind of having a tough time. And I know she did, but things are getting better.
So you feared it would usurp your role?
I don't know if it would usurp my role. I guess it would undermine it a little bit. Like it would kind of put something in her that, you know, she would look at me a little bit differently and, you know, kind of, you know, just stop listening or, yeah, it would undermine it a little bit, I guess, you know.
Listen,
yeah, sure.
Bitch. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It would undermine a little bit, you know, and that was a, you know, I'm beginning to understand that it was a silly fear. I know she still has insecurities about it that we're still working through. But it's okay. You know, look, this is a part of me. It's not going away. And, you know, if she had something about her that I had trouble with, I'd have to fucking deal. You know, I just got to fucking deal because I'm not going to ask her to change who she is. You know, I'd never do that because I love her the way she is. My wife's my everything. So I can't even put it into words. Yeah, she still makes me all blush and giddy. Every
That's
time
adorable.
I see her, I'm excited. Yeah.
Hate that shit.
But it's so
I know, right?
So
it's fucking,
I really
it's
do.
All,
fucking, it's
disgusting.
Like, it drives Nancy crazy because I'm like, fucking shut up.
Look, yeah, Nancy's so happy right now.
She's a romantic.
Yeah,
so
am I. I'm a huge romantic. Yeah. I'm practically abreast when it comes to the romance.
Practically abreast.
Yeah. Whatever.
So 2 months down the line and things are good. You revealed your submissives. I can't.
I know she's
things.
Always.
Stop talking.
Yeah.
She's always known that it was there. And it was just, you know, something that we had a hard time talking about. And sometimes I'd bring it up. She's always known it's there. But it's just a matter of working through all that insecurity. And she's done a spectacular job and maybe better than me. And I know it's still there, but no, it's coming along. You know, I mean, it's not going away. You know, if I tried to make it go away, you know, when I was really insecure about it and was really uncomfortable, fuck, I was like, fuck you. I'm a dominant. I'm a big, bad, badass. Fucked out. I'm not going to fucking do anything, to, you know, let anyone do anything to me. And, you know, and
I love you so much for saying all of that right now.
What?
That's true.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, I didn't, you know, I wanted to make it go away, and I can't. So it's like, you know what, this is me. And I know she loves me more than anything in the world. We have an amazing relationship, and you know, I know it'll be cool. It's just we got to get through it, and it's all good.
Do you, like, I mean, because I know that you said that she has had that, like, about submissive men. Do you think that down the road, that's going to have any kind of, I mean, obviously it's having, is it having a little bit of impact already with her and how she sees you as her D-type? Because it sounds like for you, yeah, it's having an impact.
No, you know what? Actually, no. You know, it was having an effect on me when I was worried about it. Now I'm not fucking worried about it. You know, I'm worried about her feelings, obviously. No, I don't think it is going to affect it in the long run. I think if anything, it's going to make it better. Just like me bottoming, you know, me actually going through the physical act of getting caned or flogged or whatever is making me a better dom and a top because, you know, it's just regaining a bit of confidence. The fact that I know that I can let someone do that to me gives me a lot of confidence to go and do it to somebody else. So I think the reverse will end up being true, where if she can see me do that, that it'll make her more confident in me because she knows that I can go there and, you know, it's not going to change anything with us. So, no, actually, I think it'll be positive, especially in the long run.
You've stated, I don't know if it was on air, but it was off air, that your wife is a bottom and she's not your submissive.
Yeah, you know, it depends. I mean, when we play, you know, it just kind of depends on, you know, where we're at. I mean, we're not 24/7, I guess, if that's what you're getting at.
So you're not you're not like the daddy all the time.
No. In terms of her being more my bottom, it's you know, when we play, it's very, there's a lot of DS. But no, it's not 24/7. We really wanted that with each other for a long time. We really worked hard at it, and it wasn't working. And we really sat down and hashed it out because, you know, when I met her, she was new. And I was kind of like only 6 months into being dumb. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. And you know, our relationship that was established and it had been established it wasn't a 24/7 DS relationship. So, and we have an amazing relationship, and we realized that if we wanted that, we would have to give up certain things that, you know, are established in our relationship that neither of us want to give up. We don't want to give that up. That we've got certain aspects of how we interact with each other that we love, and I wouldn't give it up for the world. So, you know, we kind of decided that doing anything 24/7, something like that, it was something that, we weren't willing to do just because, yeah, we would have had to sacrifice parts of ourselves that we didn't want to do.
I think that's very indicative of people within this lifestyle. Be able to be open and have that communication to be able to say, you know, these are the areas that are important. I mean, some people would look at having a DS on top of a regular just vanilla relationship as more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah.
But, you know, in this instance, it's obviously both sides worked out and came into their own decision-making process to decide what worked for each individual, which also works for the relationship. And I think that that's really what's lacking in a lot of kind of general relationships. So, you know, it's, again, I can always sing the praises of DS because I always like to do that. It's Sunday. Can we sing gospel?
You're listening to the Religious Hour with That's Lucky right. Socks. And
That's what we do here.
Now, are you... Okay.
Okay. You can ask me anything. I'm a very open person. Let it fly. Okay. It's all good.
All right. What are your bottoming self?
Yeah.
What are your limits? What do you not do? And those limits, are they the same as like when you are topping, when you are dominant? Are they things that you'll do them to someone, but they aren't things that you necessarily want done to you?
Generally as a rule, and I think this is because I started as a bottom in the lifestyle, generally as a rule, I don't like doing stuff to people that I haven't had done to me because, you know, it gives me some insight on it that I normally wouldn't have. Now, saying that, there are things like I have done needles in the past, and I'm not a big fan of needles in me. I've talked about actually getting it done at some point.
That's such a pity.
Huh?
That's such a pity.
Yeah.
I love me the needles.
I have a lot of friends who do, and a few of them have offered. It's like, maybe I will give it a shot at some point. But, you know, my limits are different. Yeah, my limits are different. I don't, name calling's hard for me. That's a hard limit just because I got picked on a lot as a kid. you know, I was, you know, kind of a different kid, you know, especially, you know, from Boston originally. When I moved out here, I was like 12. Moved out here, so I was different. I had a funny accent and, you know, and yeah, and I got picked on a lot. And, you know, so I think the name calling thing is a bottom. That's really hard for me. It's a trigger. It's, you know, kind of there's some ugliness there. And I actually had it go off in an ugly way once, but I really don't want to tell that story. So that's kind of a hard thing for me. But, you know, and I hate to say humiliation because, you know, there are certain things people consider humiliating that actually dig. But they're not humiliating to me. You know, it just kind of depends, you know. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, sure. Even though, and I'm saying this to like the biggest humiliation whore, apparently, and degradation, I might add, hearing some of the things you guys do, it's pretty awesome. I love it. But if anyone tried to do this stuff to me that they've done to you, I would, yeah.
Really?
Oh, God, there'd be murders. Yeah, it would not be pretty.
See, because I think of what has happened thus far, and I think, like, we haven't gone far enough. What are you talking about?
Well, right, but that's you. I mean, you know.
That's you.
It's you know, I couldn't do that. Hey, you are so much stronger of a person to be able to do that than I am in that respect, you know, and I respect you greatly for that. Because
well, everybody's different.
Yeah, sure, everybody's different.
Everybody's different. I mean, you can probably take a much harder beating than she can.
She's not a big...
Nah, she's light.
To
the point that I was tweeting with St. Leather today...
I actually know her, by the way.
Zipper. I met her. She doesn't know that I met her, but I did meet her.
Yeah, I actually know her. She's actually good friends with Ropad.
The Zipper Flogger, and I got to see their Zipper Flogger. This is a long time ago. And she had marks on her back from the Zipper Flogger. And I was like, what are the marks from?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God.
When that happened. Oh. I was there when she got flogged with that. Was it the plastic one, the white plastic?
Yeah,
flogger?
Well, this apparently was last night. But yes, she's.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
So, cool. And I was like, oh my God, I love those marks. I must have this. I almost bought one from you, but I didn't. And she's like, yeah, it's for really heavy masks.
She
and I was
is.
Like, fuck. I already have too many goddamn toys for heavy masks.
She is fucking. I've seen her bottom. I've seen her getting beaten. The first time anyone ever used that specific type of flogger, I was there. It was at one of Rope Addict's parties. And. Holy, that girl can take some fucking
dude,
pain.
Dude, her av is her back from last night, and the marks are fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. Check it out.
She's a fucking machine. She's awesome. Yeah. She's amazing.
I'm sorry. Are
you getting spacey over there?
Yes, I am.
I recognize that look on your face. I'm like, she's spacing out, isn't she? I recognize that look.
Because I had a question and then we got distracted and stuff. And so now I can't remember what I was going to ask.
It was probably about humiliation.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
We were
talking about my limits.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Really fail. You need post-it notes or something.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world. That happens all the time.
Right. Okay. See, thank you.
Yeah, but he's not the host of a show.
That's true. I'm just the crazy guest you guys lured in and hooked a microphone to.
That's right. Tell all the guests that we're nice to you so they all want to come in.
Please help me. They actually have me tied to a chair.
Well, don't act like you don't love it. Come on.
And I was about to say, it's not a bad thing. You said you treat me nice, and I'm telling them you're treating me nice.
Now I remember, what kind of qualities do you look for in, say, for instance, you were going to... What?
If I was going to bottom, what qualities I would look for in a dom? Is that what you're trying
to say? Yes. So it's because she looks at me and then I get nervous.
No, I totally understand.
And okay, see, thank you.
Totally understand.
Subgirl just texted me. Mm-hmm. You can use the Zipper Flogger on me.
Oh, shit. This is a strong word. How hard? I mean, we've been talking for a long time, but I don't know. Really? Okay.
Serious heavy bottom.
Now I want to fuck her up now.
Oh, she would love
that.
It's
good
to
know.
Oh, my God.
I love that, man.
You know what I was thinking?
And you like fish, she loves punching. Oh, you bitch can take it.
Yeah, but you know what? She told me that she only likes being punched by a woman.
Fine, I'll punch her then. Oh, sorry. What?
Son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. No,
but I wasn't going to answer your question.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. To answer your question, you know, it's actually an intangible. I am really picky about who I bottom to. There are not many people I bottom or submit to. It's just that, I don't know, they got to have that electricity, that spark. I can't.
And not with a violet wand.
Yeah, right.
From them.
You got to have that I don't know what. It's got to be that you know, that chemistry. Yeah,
right.
And, it's rare that I meet somebody that I want to do that with. But, yeah, they're out there. It's why I don't bottom too much. But, yeah.
Well, you know,
I don't know.
When
if
you're
I
picky.
Could...
You're picky, and yeah. It's okay.
Fucking right.
I really was thinking earlier today, and I was gonna. Well, first I was gonna text you about it, and then I was gonna text you, and then I thought, you know what? I'm just not gonna text anybody yet because it's just marinating.
Save it.
I was thinking like, oh my God, we know so many awesome people. Why haven't we organized our own private party?
This thought has crossed my mind, by the way. I've thought this too.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Like it's like a fucking tweet up, but like yeah, a like kinky a, tweet up.
Like a kinky Twitter party. Like we got our own little clan on Twitter.
I don't know.
It's fine.
Well,
I
you're
don't
the badass
that.
Radio host. Like you know, you're the one with the idea.
Well,
make it.
We are in fact going to do that here.
Yes.
At Skid Row Studios.
Yes.
We are going to have our own play party, Kinkapalooza, here at Skid Row Studios.
Because
it has to be a very small, intimate affair, but
and it will be. It will be a small, intimate affair, and we will be celebrating the year anniversary of the Love Bite.
We have the 1 year anniversary of the Love Bite coming up.
Yes,
and that's our celebration is going to be a play party in studio.
Yes,
that's pretty badass. And, in that case, I'll be here if I'm not. Busy.
We should probably tell the new producer and the new engineer that.
Yeah,
so
there's going to be some fucked up shit going on in this place. Like you guys got to get ready.
Can I fist someone, please?
I
can speak into the microphone while my fist is in someone.
You know what? I bet Gemini would come out for this. She would let you fist her.
Ooh. Yeah. Bitty little fist.
I love
actually, there's probably a lot of people that would let you fist them. I wonder
you've got
else.
A really small hand.
She has fisting hands.
You know, I actually had this thought last night that we saw this porno recently that this girl got gang fisted.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was fucking hot. This girl was screaming her brains out. It was pretty amazing. The new producers, by the way, I think are just like, what
fisted.
The fuck?
The shit,
no, she's like, fuck yeah, let's do it. Yeah, she's holding up her fist. Hell yeah.
Their fists are not that big either.
I know, right?
We are fine with new participants, by the way.
But and I said, you know, I got to find some friends with small hands so they can start her off because I'm thinking about doing this to my wife at some point. And I was like, we need to find some. I've only actually fisted her once, and it was kind of unprepared. It just kind of happened.
How does that just happen?
How does
you have man hands.
Heat of the moment.
A man hand doesn't just slip up there.
There was a fucking machine involved that kind of got her warmed up. And I mean, but it was, I wasn't planning on fisting her, and then I was fingering her, and then I was like, I think I'm going to put 3 fingers in. And I was like, wow, this is
all of a sudden,
she can, yeah, 4 finger. And then she asked me, are you past the knuckles yet? And I was wrist deep. So I thought, and we only did it once, and I'm thinking, you know,
we have a fisty for Kinkapalooza.
Well, fantastic.
So I was thinking, I need smaller hand girls, so I might.
She's she
to
loves
get her
to
warmed
fist.
Up. So I
she
might,
loves to.
I
fist.
Might I might give you a call if that ever happens. If my wife is listening to this, she's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
I promise I'm really nice and sweet, and I'll tell you you're pretty beforehand too.
She is sweet.
Okay, no.
No.
So I've seen her peg boys, and
she
is
that,
not.
She go to that like Incredible
nice.
Hulk place where
fuck
she just
yeah, she's got
okay,
Bruce Banner.
Okay, okay, pegging a boy not the same as fisting a girl.
Yeah, we've talked just about.
I know it's the male female thing. I get that.
I'm an anal whore. I love strap-ons, and we have talked about you know
she got all excited.
At some point that happening, and then I hear these stories where it's like you know. You wake up and there's a dead guy and your clothes are torn and it's like, you know, I don't know.
I've never woken up with a dead guy.
And he's really pretty, so that makes me want to do it even more.
He is. He's a fine-looking boy.
Thank you very
he's
much.
He's a fine-looking boy.
Thank you very much. I'm pretty, though. I don't know if I'm...
Well, I mean, you're pretty.
You're asking the lesbian there, so she's...
That's true. Okay.
I said fine.
Hey, look, the fact that you're even complimenting me on my looks is compliment enough.
And you know what?
Enough.
I don't even want to dress you up as a girl just because you're just pretty just as you are. And
that's
really not a compliment.
Yeah, no, that's not a compliment.
That was not in the step in the right direction.
I don't know if that's happening, by the way.
You might as well just say you have well, heard
that. That wait, might be a hard limit.
What, you want me to dress you up? I'll dress you up.
No.
Remember that humiliation thing we were talking about?
See?
I would just like to note that I didn't do that. I didn't say that. I did not cross that line.
Remember that humiliation thing we were talking about?
Just keep it real. Just keep it real.
It's all good. Don't worry about it. I can deal.
She has to have somebody make sure she doesn't go off the deep end. When
I've
she's
heard this. This is kind of scary.
But it's you know, she was good when I was there, and I had to stop her, pull her hair, and
you know, I
she
could
stops everything when you pull
if,
her hair.
If something like that was happening to me, I could probably be like, hey,
oh no, there was a lot of that. There was like, ow, there was that, ow, which I get. It's not a safe word.
That's what fucking safe words are for. I was just about to say. That's what
I
safe
never
words
said
are for.
That I was a good top.
So okay? You do know what top space feels like then.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, that inability to stop because you want to keep going?
No, not necessarily.
I don't have that.
But not the inability to stop at that rush is definitely, yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure. I mean, it sounds similar, that rush. That
I don't know. I had to pull your little pony to get you to stop.
I've never seen you do it, so I don't know, but it sounds like that's kind of
we can arrange this for Kinkapalooza.
Yes. I can have a fist in someone's vagina and I can be pegging someone at the same time and still speak
work.
Into the microphone.
No, that cannot happen.
That's a lot of work.
I can tell you right now that cannot
you
happen.
Cool.
Why not? Oh my God.
I'll take
this
that.
Because it would be a displeasurable experience for all involved.
Listen.
But it's possible.
Listen.
Just because it's possible doesn't mean you should do it.
All right. Touché.
Yeah, look, boy right here, girl right here.
No,
it's too.
This
too much,
is where fantasy and erotica do not transfer to reality.
It's like chewing gum and walking at the same time, but like you know, you have your fist in someone.
Right. See, that's it. How are you going to walk, chew gum, and fist somebody at the same time? It's not going to happen.
I wasn't going to chew gum. I was just going to fist.
I guess
egg.
If they were on a little trolley with wheels and wheeled along with your hand inside.
Oh my God! Objectification.
Objectification. I didn't say make them be the trolley. Sure, there's an English word for that that's not British, not trolley. I don't know what it is.
Oh, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Train.
Anywho.
Did you just say anywho?
I did.
Oh, my
anywho,
God.
Because it is...
I say that too.
It's almost time for us to
why?
Go.
No, because I don't have the time.
I don't... We don't...
I just looked. I was like, man, I'm good at this. I'm like, we probably almost... I don't know.
No. We're almost out of time. So much so that we... So, like our Facebook page, right?
Yeah, which is we are the Love Bite.
We are the Love Bite. And follow
and
us.
It was a promo. I hope they play it because it was so fantastic. I heard it. So good. God, who knew we were so funny? I didn't know that.
I sure as fuck didn't know.
Fuck.
You guys are pretty funny.
Editing. It's all about editing.
So, like us on the Facebook and then also follow us on Twitter. I'm novice_Nancy.
I'm Insidious Muse.
And
I'm on Twitter, I'm Lucky with 2 Y's, and then it's SOX. And then on FetLife, it's Lucky_SOX is my FetLife page.
Very nice.
Yeah. Feel and then we are at @_love_bite. And we individually have some things coming up that, you know, follow our individual Twitters to find out what else is going on in the fucking world.
Yeah, it's like Hidden Mickeys. If you... Follow.
Really? You're talking to potential non-Disney people about hidden
my wife
Mickey?
Just fell in love with you.
We're Disney freaks.
My wife is a Disney freak. And she used to work at Disneyland and could tell you where hidden Mickeys are and shit. She just fell in love. You just got a best friend and you don't even know her yet.
Okay. All right. But so, yeah, follow our individual...
She gets flustered.
Follow our individual accounts for additional information that... shall not be spoken of here. Which are like hidden Mickeys. Or spoiler. Like a big dildo on the cover of Little Mermaid. That even better?
Okay, yeah
now
even
you're
better.
Talking.
Even nice. Better.
Next week, we have Katie B.
Katie B.
Who was she's a former porn star, former professional bottom. She is a sassy ass masochist.
All-star sassy?
She's an all-star sassy masochist. So, you know, we're going to talk to her a lot about lots of stuff in her life, like what was it like to be a porn star and a pro bottom. What the fuck does that look like?
Yeah.
And why is she have the biggest tits on the planet?
Biggest tits? Oh, my God. I still have a picture on my phone.
And how was it that I was the first person to ever abuse her breasts? How did that happen?
I still have a picture of that on my phone.
Oh,
fuck, I'm glad I don't
boobs.
Have to follow that one up. Holy shit. You got me in here, and then you're going to have her?
Right.
Wow.
Well, you have big balls, and she has big
That's
boobs.
That's true. Oh, shit. That was fun.
Thank you.